Hello?
Hello, am I having a word with David?
Speaking.
Hey David, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
All right.
Sounds great. David, a concern was raised from your end regarding the refund, so I just wanted to get on call and have a word with you with what the concern would be, and I'm all ears and happy to assist you.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, let's start out at the beginning.
Sure.
Okay. I was told if I paid $4.99, they would start the project, and at the end, I paid the $500 for $9.99. Okay, they still editing. I don't want that back. Okay, I'm not looking for a refund on that because I like the cover. You do good work, and I want them to finish the editing, and format the inside, the body. Okay, that's what I want. But the problem I had was several issues. The first issue was I have to pay for the ISBN number and the copyright. And I thought that was included in the other. The second thing that I was facing was that the ISBN number and copyright were for two. Like they were saying hard copy and soft copy, but I only paid for soft copy. Okay, and then the third issue item was I was being charged sales tax, which has never, I published four books. I never had to pay sales tax on the product. But what made it so bad was the price of it was $9.99. Now, I bought my own, provided my own copyrights and stuff. It was nowhere near that. And even, I have books on Kindle. I publish books through Kindle, and I didn't have to pay nothing. But why did I have to pay all this $9.99 plus sales tax for just that product? But the reason I was going with it was because I thought there were other, products along with it, but it wasn't. It was just that, and so that's when I say I just want my refund, $200 refund, because
Okay.
there's no consistency, and so I don't see, because even if I go with that, pay that $1,000 for the registration, copyright and ISBN, then it's going to be another thing, and then another issue I have is why does she keep my banking information? Because every time everybody else I dealt with, I would have to call, they would switch me over to their finance department, and I have to give them that information again. Okay, because I was told unless I had a recurring payment, it's illegal for any business to store banking information. And so, and that was the thing too, and so that's why I said, okay, well I'll just take a break from publishing right now, get the book cover and the body, formatted body, and that's it. So, because I paid for that, those services.
I got your point. I got your point. No, David, you're completely right at your point as well. And if I was at your point and if I was in your shoes, I would have raised the same concern. So I would be more than happy to help you out with clarifying what the situation is over here. If you go ahead and publish your book on Amazon, Amazon surely would provide you the ASIN number. That is not the ISBN number that you're thinking about. So the ASIN number that is provided by Amazon automatically, but that is the number that you cannot use on any other platforms. So I see that you have signed up for other platforms as well on your basic package that you signed up with us. So if you go ahead with publishing it on all the other platforms, which is Barnes and Noble, Kobo, Poles Book, over there you would be needing the ISBN number. So the number that you are talking about, the number in question right now that you mentioned, was the ASIN number that can only be used on Amazon and not on any other platforms. That is one of the reasons why Ella reached out to you regarding the ISBN number for paperback and hardcover version book. And you mentioned that you only signed up for the paperback. That is completely fine. But if you are publishing your book and your book does qualify for the hardcover version as well, so why not go ahead and publish it in another version as well, because the book is already completed. But I completely respect your opinion. If you wish to go ahead and publish it on paperback version as well, that completely is fine and that totally is up to you. And regarding the package as well, the price that was quoted, I surely will look into this, and whatever best I can do from my end, I surely will have that discounted for you, and I will make sure that you get the most of the services within that package.
Okay, now, you said, so why is it, it's going to be published on Amazon, so...
Yep, along with Amazon as well, you have other platforms a part of your package as well, which is Barnes & Noble and all that. So what happens is that the ASIN number that is provided by Amazon, that cannot be used on any other platform. So the ISBN number that Ella pitched to you, that is something that is recognized worldwide, and that is a legit ISBN number and not just an ASIN number, which is only for Amazon. So that is one of the reasons why Ella quoted you the package, which provides you a worldwide recognized ISBN number, and that is valid on all other platforms as well. Because I know you're not just going to publish your book on Amazon, right? You have Barnes & Nobles and other platforms as a part of your package too. So you're targeting other platforms as well. That is one of the reasons why Ella informed you of the details regarding the ISBN number that goes along with all the platforms. That is one thing. So that is just one of the reasons why she reached out to you regarding all of this. But the one that you mentioned, Amazon surely provides that number, but that is something that is not an ISBN number. That is only for Amazon, which is the ASIN number. If you go ahead and look it up on Amazon as well, you would see that ASIN number and the ISBN number are two different things.
Well, it comes up an ISBN, you know, on Kim. It's a question, and they assign that number.
Yep, Amazon surely assigns that number, but that number is not assigned by any other platform. So that is one of the issues. What I personally am going to do from my end is I personally am going to have a word with Ella. I'm going to check up on your package, and I will make sure that whatever is offered to you, I get that offered to you at a less discounted price so that you don't have to face any such issues. And along with that, I personally am going to go ahead, just give me a minute, let me review your package that was offered to you, and let me see what I personally can do from my end, all right?
All right.
Thank you so very much. Just stay on the line. Thank you so very much for staying on the line, David. Are you connected?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for staying on the line. I checked, and the package that was offered to you was already at a discounted price of $9.99, where you were being offered two barcodes, two imprints, and two ISBN number for the paperback and hardcover version both, along with the copyrights. So what I personally can do from my end is I will go ahead and include the LCCN number, which is the Library of Congress number, for your book as well. So within this package, I can have the LCCN included as well, so that once you publish your book can be recognized in the Library of Congress as well. So this is something that I personally can do from my end, and within this package, I can offer this to you to make sure that this is at a lot feasible price to you.
I can do that. That's the point.
Uh-huh.
I can do that, but you know, what's with the sales tax?
That was an error. That was an error by the finance team. I followed up with them. So that was an error by the finance team. That does not include the sales tax. That was the price for the package. So the receipt, that error, I will have that rectified, and I'll have the rectified receipt shared with you as well.
Oh, all right. And another thing, too, is the Library of Congress automatically comes with the copyright.
I'm sorry?
See, it automatically comes with the copyright. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
For my first two novels, I sent in. Well, in fact, my first three novels, I sent in and filed my own copyright. And I do know that you get, I don't know about the ISBN number, but I do know that with the copyright, you get the Library of Congress number.
And you got because these are two separate things. For the Library of Congress number, you need to apply that separately. That does not come with the copyright. That is something that needs to be applied separately, because that is a particular number that is assigned to your book to be registered with the Library of Congress. But if you have that number...
Well, I'm saying I didn't have to file for it. It came with the copyright.
That is something that is concerning, because we need to apply it separately. So you need to check the LCCN number as well, if that is verified or not. But that is something that I personally can include in the package to make sure that you get all the services from from our end. And I personally will go ahead. I will follow up with my team as well, because you mentioned that you sign up for the ISBN number on your end after discussion with Ella. So we personally have acquired the number, and we personally have forwarded the details to our team to acquire the ISBN number from our end. So if we go ahead just for the $200 refund, that would be more on the refund because of change of mind. So what I personally can do is I personally will look into this, and I'll see what further additional details I can offer from my end to make sure that the package that you are being offered that has more facilities included. So I will check on that, and I will reach out to you as well on this. All right?
Okay.
Perfect. And I'll have Ella send you the rectified receipt as well, which has no sales tax included, because I checked with my finance team and that was an error. So I'll share the correct receipt with you shortly, and I'll update you on the package as well. And I'll let you know whatever suits the best, we can move ahead from there. All right?
Okay, I'll think about it.
Perfect. Thank you so very much for your time, David. Take care of yourself. Have a great day.
All right.